Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Kristen. So you are upset at a neighbor and they don't even know. Have we been down this road before and it didn't end well for us?
Well, nobody's living there right now. Okay. All right. So the renters across the street have moved out and the owners of the house have come in and they're making some renovations to make the house look pretty to put back out for maybe renters, leasers to sell. I'm not 100% sure. I don't talk to the neighbors. That's a bar thing. That's not a me thing.
Do you want to give them the quick history of the last time we complained about one of your neighbors and how it went?
You mean me? And then she called and you put her on the air and put me on the spot with her?
Yeah, I was just trying to like make things, you know, right between the two of you guys.
Guess what? It was the same house.
It was really?
Shut up.
Wow. She did. She heard, because you were talking trash for a couple of days about your curb appeal.
I wasn't talking trash.
Oh, yeah, you were talking trash.
I was
trash.
Not talking trash.
Oh, it was so much trash.
I was venting.
I remember it being trash.
I was venting. You weren't even here.
Oh.
I was venting about my curb appeal. No joke. This was over a decade ago because Carl was still answering phones and he was one that came in studio. There are some core memories. Like you have Canon events and radio, and the Canon event for me was my neighbor calling up and putting me on the spot.
And you rolling over.
I was a doormat. And then you called me out for being a doormat.
Oh, she just rolled over. Uh-oh. Neighbor just rolled over.
So he inspired you into this position.
Yes, pretty much. So I was lamenting about curb appeal. Because, like, you purchase a home, you're proud of that home, you're paying that mortgage, and there was this crappy car parked in front of my house every single day. And I didn't know who it belonged to, right? And it was infuriating, because there's plenty of spaces. Like, it wasn't like the street was packed. Everybody else in front of their house was open. So I'm like, why is this car in front of my house? And so I left a note on the car. We talked about this on the air. I left a note on the car, and then I sat in my house peeking out the window waiting to see who was going to come up to the car and get the note.
Clearly, this was before Jimmy.
Yeah.
When you had some disposable time.
I had a lot of disposable. Yeah. Me and the dogs sitting on the couch with the blinds ever so slightly open, saying, and a group of people converge on the car. They read the note. Come to find out, it's the nanny across the street.
Oh, no.
Okay. And so I was talking about this on the air, and the neighbor called up and put me on. And she was like, she came at me pretty forceful.
Yep.
And I was like, why didn't you just come talk to me? And I'm like, because I didn't know who's calling. Like, I'm not going to go to all my neighbors and knock on the door. Like, I mean, I'm psycho, but I'm not that psycho. I had no idea. So anyway, long story short, it got tense. I took a bottle of wine over there. It was right before the holidays. I took a bottle of wine over there
to
try to mend fences. Long story short, her husband was a resident at a hospital. They ended up moving out. So now that problem is gone.
She's probably still listening and going to call again.
Don't even know. She's probably across the country. So now fast forward, the girls that were renting the house across the street have moved out. And the owners, wherever they live, have come in and they're renovating the house to get it ready for new renters. And I walk out my front door and I look across the street and I'm like, huh, that's interesting. So, Abby,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember the moment at the Met Gala when Zendaya walked the carpet in that beautiful white suit?
Oh, and Lyle Roach looked back and saw Anna Sawai wearing the exact same outfit?
B stole my look. They have painted their house to look exactly like mine. It's like they took copy paste across the street. I'm not kidding you. Because the woman even tried to talk to Bart to figure out what color our house was.
Wow.
Yeah. And Bart, which because he didn't really know because they don't live here, so we never see them because they're the owners, but they've been renting this house out for like over a decade. And Bart was busy, headed to pick up Jimmy or whatever, and he kind of dismissed her. And he's like, I don't have the paint. I don't know what it is. And she's like, yeah, it's more like a soft white, blah, blah, blah. No kidding. Less than a week later, we walk outside, and I'm like, huh. He stole my look. Like, it's literally our house copy-pasted.
If your house had arms, it would be the Spider-Man meme.
Yes! Yeah, look at each other. Yes! And then Bart comes home, and, you know, my husband and I, there's a reason why we've been together for 20 years, and he, too, is like, huh.
I guess we're no longer the White House at the end of the street. Somebody else is.
Wow, that is another level of petty.
Yeah, this is not reversible. I mean.
Oh, no. I mean, what's done is done. So now I'm just. So in my head. there's definitely bigger fish to fry. I'm proud of myself. I don't know if this is the therapy, if this is the Lexapro. I was peeved for a moment, but I can confidently say I have let it go. It's the color of a house, whatever. But now I'm like, now it's a competition.
Oh no.
I got to up my curb appeal. No. Oh yeah. Yep. So, we're going to up the budget for the landscape a little bit.
Okay.
And it's time to move forward on the landscape.
Right. Yep.
I'm like, you can take the color of my house, but my front yard is better than your front yard. And I'm about to prove to you with the landscaping that we are about to do.
Dig in.
That's how you win.
Dig in.
1000% digging in.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.